whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
That was a tough turnaround yesterday, and I thought the team played hard. We got a great effort. We came out good. Obviously, we responded almost every time they scored, and we paid a big price for turning the puck over on that last goal, and then we got tired people on the ice, and we'd actually done a really good job in our D zone, but when you got tired people, you're not quick to cover. And it cost us the tying goal. But I do like the response in overtime. Unbelievable goal by Tucky to get us, through the first three. And then, our goaltender closed the door, and JJ, heck of a shot to win it for us.
You've had chances in overtime this year. The Zucker thing probably was a flashback for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was mirror image of the Thompson coming right down the slot. And But we just got to keep game by game here. Keep trying to win games.
Did you like other than that sequence, did you like the overall third period? Like you had a nice third period.
Yeah, we're playing the game the right way, managing the puck like the Vegas game. I said we didn't manage the puck very well. It was the worst game of the trip for managing the puck. We got back to spreading the ice out, making some real good plays, managing the puck, putting it in the right spot. We had some opportunities in the third. We left some big opportunities out there, 2-0, 2-1. We left some big opportunities again that, maybe could have increased the lead.
How did you see McLeod and Tuck really help Paterka, play the game that that he's capable of?
Yeah, but, after the start of the Vegas game, like first 10 minutes, I thought JJ was really skated well in that game. I thought that line was our best line tonight overall. So, it was good to see Clouder hang on the puck and skate the way he did. JJ, right from the start, looked like he had really good legs. We had a couple guys, that I think couldn't get the legs going, but other guys made up for it.
He looked more like himself over the last few. I don't know if he was dealing with something, but he's been a presence.
He has been dealing with something. And it's the reason he hasn't been in the middle. He's getting better. And he's still playing, which give him a lot of credit for that.
You've had some obviously good wins in the first half now that ended tonight. You've had some terrible moments, some terrible losses. Just what is, as a coach who's been in this game a long time, what is this roller coaster of a half season been like for you? Not really knowing what you're getting and having all these crazy results.
It's been a lot about, trying to insert some confidence in players that at times we're feeling a lot of stress. Same stress that, the coaches feel, but they're on the ice playing. And when that many bad things happen, they're looking to places for answers. They're looking to us to help with the answers. We've changed, quite a few things about the way we play. I think it's helped our team. I think we're getting pretty confident now about what we want to do with the puck. Our puck support has been a lot better, and I think we're on our way out of it. You look at even how that tying goal went in. We had Cliffy go out on the guy, blocked the pass, goes off his skate, goes right back to him, and then it gets deflected, goes off a glove, and finds its way in. And it was one of those where I wanted to say what I said after I did in Colorado.
Yeah, what with Kulika? What's wrong with him?
He's got lower body. We'll reevaluate him tomorrow, and hopefully it won't be too long.
You put the standings up a few weeks ago in the locker room.
No, standings have been up all year.
Well, when they were up, though, now it became a thing. But then you guys started losing. You had a losing streak. You should probably be 20 points out of it with a 13-game losing streak. You're 6 out of it with half a season left. How much does that engender that, you still have a
should
chance.
Drive all of us to know you're that close and go through what I said this, when you go through what we went through, we should come out of this a better team. Everybody should come out as a better player and understand how hard it is to win games and sometimes how easy it is to lose them. And I think that we've got some players that are growing that understand now that no easy game and there's no easy play. But we're fortunate that the way everything is kind of unfolded, you know, we're within striking distance with 40 games left.
How important is it to get those young guys and continue their development? Because for you guys to get to where you're going to want to, where you want to be, you know, Paterka, Quinn, Benson, Kulik, they have to contribute for you.
Yeah, well, I think when you look at, you know, one of our veteran guys, a guy like Greenway out, it's an opportunity again for those types of guys to prove that they can do it under pressure, that they can do it when the game's on the line. They got to be able to do it. And the only way to believe you can do it is be put in there and know your outs, know where your support is coming from, and make the right decision.